Mood Gym with Don Brown. This is part two of an episode I did previously on responding to weight gain. And this is the time of the year when many people have a little difficulty in monitoring how much they eat and putting on a little extra weight. And so I wanted to review a little bit and give a little more information from the previous episode. And the whole premise of responding to your gaining of weight is to try to get your weight back to where it was probably years ago. In my case, it's my weight when I was in my 20s and early 30s. And it's not easy because as we age, your metabolism slows down and it's very, very easy to gain weight if you eat the same amount of calories. So you have to pay attention to how much you're eating in quantity and volume and the calories of the food that you are eating. In the previous episode, we gave you a idea that you could try, and if you can do it, it's almost guaranteed that you will lose weight. And the goal is to get your weight down to what is called a healthy BMI. And you can look up BMI on Google or any search engine and find out what your weight should be for your height. And there's a range of maybe 10, 15 pounds that is considered healthy weight for your height. And since my 30s or so, I've been generally a few pounds heavier than the normal weight. So I wanted to try to get it back down to the normal weight and succeeded in doing that. And basically, it's a matter of watching what you eat in the volume and the calories of the food that you eat. Okay, so in the last episode, we explained one of the ways to do this very successfully is to basically eat food that has a lot of volume and a lot of nutrition, but few calories. And there are certain categories of food that will do that. The main food that you will find will help you get your weight back down to a normal weight are vegetables and secondarily fruit. And the reason for that is vegetables have very few calories, but a lot of volume. And typically you can eat a pound of vegetables, most any vegetable, and it's only 100 calories. Now, usually you're not going to be able to eat a whole pound of vegetables. But if you did, you'd only be gaining 100, you'd only be eating 100 calories. The second category is fruits. And most any fruit will be around 300 calories per pound. And then the third category of foods that have lots of nutrition and bulk, volume, but few calories is unrefined carbohydrates, starchy vegetables like potatoes, and whole grains like rice and quinoa, and legumes like beans and lentils, for example, which are good for your protein. So in review, the most beneficial for reducing your weight are non-starchy vegetables, which are about 100 calories per pound, fruit, which is about 300 calories per pound, and complex carbohydrates and starchy vegetables like potatoes and whole grains like rice and quinoa and legumes. And those have between 400 and 600 calories per pound. So if you try to find eat foods that are approximately 600 calories per pound or less, you will almost be sure to lose weight and get back down easily to your healthy weight according to the BMI charts. Okay, now there's a way you can check what you're eating on Google. If you go to your Google search and put in calories, LB, which is abbreviation for pound, and then put in a food type, like for example, let's put in vegetables. Okay, and I'm doing that at this very moment. Okay, it'll show a chart here that allows you to choose different vegetables. Now, just putting in vegetables, it shows just the general category of vegetables is about 294 calories. Okay, and then you can click on the little thing there and find any particular vegetable you want. So let's say a green bean. Okay, green bean has 141 calories per pound. Okay, let's try another one here. Onions, 181 calories per pound. Lettuce, 63 calories per pound. Ginger root, 371. Cauliflower, 113. Brussels sprouts, which I don't necessarily like, but they're 196 calories per pound. Beets, 197 calories per pound. So you can see just by going through different vegetables that you might eat, you can see how many calories per pound they have. So in general, your non-starchy vegetables will have 100, 200, but somewhere around that amount of calories, which is the lowest amount of calories of any foods that you can eat, and with the highest, or I should say the lowest amount of calories per pound. Okay, now if we go over to fruits, let's do our little chart. And again, you put in calories, and then LB, which is abbreviation for pound, and then put in fruit. So I'll put in fruit, and I'm doing a Google search. And it shows you the little chart here. It says in general, well, here it is, put an apple in there automatically. An apple has 237 calories per pound. Then you can click on that little arrow there and go down and see what other kinds of fruits and how many calories they have per pound. So bananas are 404, because you can expect that they're a little sweeter. Orange, 213 calories per pound. What would be another fruit that we typically eat? Kiwi, that's a good one, 276 calories per pound. Pineapple, 227 calories per pound. Grapes, 306 calories per pound. So again, you can see fruits are a good source of bulk and nutrition, but with few calories, about 300 more or less. Okay, now the next category that we can eat to reduce our weight back down to our normal BMI would be this unrefined carbohydrates, starchy vegetables like potatoes and whole grains like rice and legumes. Okay, so let's go over to our calorie thing. That would be calories, LB, and we'll put in, potatoes. Potato. Okay. All right. Potato has 347 calories per pound. And let's try some other ones. Okay. Well, baked is 422 calories per pound. Microwave potato, 478. A red potato, and they got all different categories, 319 calories per pound. White one is 313. Let's see what else we can put in here. But anyway, so basically you've got 300 calories for potatoes. So they're still low, plenty of nutrition, and they give you very few calories. Because remember, on this particular category we're working on now, it's between 400 and 600, but we saw the potatoes actually had around 300. Okay, let's try some whole grains. Let's try rice. So it'd be calories, LB, and then we'll put in rice. Okay, and rice shows up as 591. This is long grain cooked, 591 calories per pound. Let's put in brown long grain cooked rice, 502. Okay, let's put in steamed rice, 684. Wild rice, well, that's raw. I don't think I'd be eating raw rice, so skip that one. So anyway, you got your white and your brown rice, and they all are still in the category that would be healthy to eat to bring down our weight from the 400 to 600 calories per pound. Okay, so summarizing, to get your weight down to your healthy BMI, like back when you were in your 20s or 30s years of age, you do your non-starchy vegetables, which are about 100 calories per pound. You do your fruits, which are about 300 calories per pound. And then you do your unrefined complex carbohydrates and your potatoes, your whole grains and legumes. Okay, now all of these are things that come from the ground. They grow in soil, and you want to eat the whole food. So when we say potatoes, that does not include potato chips, because that's not the whole potato. And the whole potatoes, if you're baking it or steaming or whatever, it's just the potato. It's not added any fat. It hadn't added any salt. It hadn't added any sugar. So when you're buying potato chips, you're getting those added things. Anything that's manufactured, you can be sure it's not whole food anymore, because they've added salt, sugar, and oil to that food. So it's no longer what's called a whole food. And obviously potato chips don't grow from the ground. Same thing with, let me go to the store and get some whole grain bread. Well, that's another manufactured product that is not whole grain, because it's added salt, sugar, and oil to that product, and it's manufactured. So whole grains would be rice or quinoa, that kind of thing that actually is the grain with no added salt, sugar, or oils to it. So be careful to don't trick yourself into thinking that potato chips or potatoes, whole grains is a whole grain bread, in that kind of thinking, which we've been doing for years, and that's why we've been putting on weight. Okay, now we'll go through some other foods that are healthy, but for the purposes of getting your weight back down to your healthy weight, you don't want to eat any of them, even though they are healthy. And one of the categories would be a fruit of the avocado fruit. And they're nice and healthy. Lots of nutrition, but for our purposes, they have too much fat in them. And avocados have about 750 calories per pound. So once again, we were trying to keep our calorie per pound under 600 or so, approximately. So avocados jump that up to 750. So that's, 15 or 20% more than we want to get in a food for, like I say, for the purposes of getting our weight back down to a healthy weight. Now, once you've, 6 months or a year from now, if you've got your weight down to normal, then you might try some small portions of things like avocado that has a little extra fat in them. But for the beginning stages, you want to eliminate that. Okay, another category of foods that are healthy, but you definitely don't want to use them while you're trying to get your weight back to normal, are nuts, seeds, nut butters, and tahini, the things that have lots of oil in it. They, in fact, those items are some of the worst things you can do now because they have so many calories per pound. The nuts, seeds, nut butters have about 2,800 calories per pound. Now remember, that's compared to 100 calories for non-starchy vegetables. So that's like 28 times more calories per pound than your vegetables. Okay, we can go back to our calorie chart, and that was the calorie on Google search. You have calories, LB, and we'll put in nuts. Okay. All right, so it shows mixed nuts. A pound of mixed nuts have 2,752 calories. Okay, and that's because they got oil in them, and they're usually roasted with oil, and then they also add salt. So that's a nice manufactured product, but way too many calories compared to what we want to get is 600 calories, not 2,600 calories. Okay, let's try pecans. They have 3,134 calories per pound, so way over the 600 maximum that we want to get. Okay, let's try cashews, dry roasted cashews. They have 2,584 calories per pound. So once again, way over the 600 calories per pound that we want to try to get. Okay, how about walnuts? 2,965 calories per pound. So you can see the nuts, although they're healthy, especially if you get them without added salt and added oils and so forth, they are healthy, but for our purposes of getting our weight down to a normal weight, they are not going to work. So for now, you eliminate all nuts, seeds, and nut butters, like peanut butter and almond butter and all those kind of things. Okay, so that was some healthy foods, but you can't eat them. You don't want to eat them right now. Okay, now some things that you definitely don't want to eat pretty much ever, especially now, would be all oils. Okay, now why would that be? Well, oils have 4,000 calories per pound. Now, of course, you're not going to eat a pound of oil. But just a little bit is taking you way over the amount of calories you want to get. So let's try our little calorie chart again on Google. We'll put in calories, LB, and we'll put oils. Okay, so here's just says oil in general, 4,000 calories per pound. Let's put in coconut oil, 3,902 calories per pound. Let's put in corn oil, 4,069 calories per pound. Let's put in olive oil, 3,998 calories per pound. So you can see the oils have about 4,000 calories per pound. And that's compared to the maximum of 600 calories per pound we want in our typical foods, and compared to 100 calories per pound for non-starchy vegetables. So you don't want to eat any oils, which is no big deal, except that we're all used to doing pounding. You know, we're used to pouring oil on everything or frying things in oil. Okay, another category of foods that you don't want to eat because of the high calories per pound are refined complex carbohydrates and dairy and bread, cheese, sugar. Okay, so just some samples of those categories. Those are usually from 1,200 to 1,800 calories per pound. So it's double to triple the amount of calories that we want to be eating now. For example, ice cream, my favorite food, which I could literally eat a gallon of in one day, is 1,200 calories per pound. Bread is 1,400 calories per pound. Cheese is 1,600 calories per pound. Sugar is 1,800 calories per pound. So any of those items, your dairy, your breads, your refined carbohydrates, you know, like macaroni and all that stuff, are double or triple the amount of calories per pound that we want to be eating. So you just eliminate all those dairy, your breads, your cheeses, your sugars, and eliminate your oils, and then you're left with the most beneficial low-calorie foods, your non-starchy vegetables, 100 calories per pound, your fruits, 300 calories per pound, and your unrefined complex carbohydrates, your potatoes, your whole grains, your legumes. Okay, now you might say, okay, fruit, what about raisins? Are they a whole fruit, a whole food that comes from the ground? Well, not really, because they've been processed, they've been dried. So you're basically getting concentrated raisins, and they're not whole anymore, they're just concentrated. So you have way more calories in raisins than we want to be trying. Let's take a look at that. Calorie on Google search, calories LB, we'll put raisins. And raisins have 1,361 calories per pound. And that's seedless raisins, of course. And that's, more than double the amount of calories per pound that we want to get. So that's the reason we don't want to eat things like raisins or dried fruits in general. Okay, now you might say, well, fruit, how about orange juice? I love orange juice every morning, glass of orange juice. Well, that's another example of concentrated calories, because obviously orange juice does not grow from the ground and it's manufactured. So basically, whenever you manufacture something, or something that doesn't come literally from the ground, is going to have more calories per pound than if it came from the ground or was not manufactured. Okay, so calories for orange juice on our little chart. Whoops, it didn't show me the juice. Okay, oh, there we go. Yeah, I think this is an error. Okay, let me try something else here. It says orange juice is 206 calories. Well, no, that can't be true for 1 pound. For an orange, it would be. Let me just go back and look at an orange just out of curiosity. Yeah, orange has 213 calories. Okay, let me put in juices. Calories, LB, juice. And let's see if it shows on there. Yeah, it's not really. For some reason, they don't have it here. Well, they got some. What do they have here? Yeah, this doesn't seem to be right per pound. But anyway, take my word for it. Anytime you concentrate a fruit, like in a juice or in a dried fruit, you're going to get way more calories than you wanted to be doing. And that's so that's why you don't want to be doing juices when you're thinking about fruit. Okay, so anyway, I think we're going into way too much detail on this particular session here, but I think you get the idea that you can eat your fruits, your vegetables, your legumes, rice, quinoa, that kind of thing, your non-starchy vegetables, tomatoes, cucumbers, broccoli, leafy greens, lettuce, arugula, spinach. You can also eat herbs and spices, fresh or dried, and you can eat mushrooms, so no problem with those at all. But you definitely want to eliminate your meats, your eggs, your dairy products, oils, fish, processed baked goods, sweeteners, sugars, and even try to eliminate as much as you can the artificial sweeteners. I use stevia, but you really want to try to cut down on sweeteners as much as possible. Do not eat your refined foods, your manufactured foods, your pastas. Get rid of your coconut products, because they are processed and high calorie for the pounds. And even your processed vegan foods, processed vegan burgers, vegan cheeses, nut milk, ice creams, all that stuff has way too much calories per pound. So anyway, that's the idea on what to eat and what not to eat. And if you do those things, you will almost be guaranteed to be going down to your your healthy weight and probably the weight that you were as a teenager or in your 20s or 30s. Now, it isn't easy because we're tempted to eat all these other things we've been eating every day for years and years. So that's the challenge, is to try to stop doing that. Okay, anyway, so that is our Mood Gym with Don Brown for this week on responding to weight gain. Episode 2 of this particular series. So anyway, we'll see you next time around, and thank you for listening. And if you want to make comments on iTunes or various podcast methods you're using, please do so. And feel free, if you're using the anchor.fm, it allows you to actually send a verbal comment in if you want. But anyway, whatever. We'll talk to you next time. This is Don Brown, Mood Gym with Don Brown.